wide path leads to destruction, and lots of people will walk on it. But the road that leads to life is narrow, and only a few will find it. Listen to this. Walk on the narrow road and find God in their hearts. Amen.
Welcome. This is a one-way radio network sponsored by Legacy Educational Institute, which is a 501c3. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. Let me give you some contact information. So if you'd like to stop by and get some of these resources, which we'll talk about a little bit later, we talk about usually every week, to help us fulfill the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20, and Acts 1:8. So Legacy Educational Institute, again, is a 501c3. We've had this nonprofit for approximately 14 or so years, maybe 16 years now. I'm trying to think. I should look it up. And we're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, 16148. If you're not sure where that is, if you're in Pennsylvania and you're on Route 18 heading south past Staples, it's the next traffic light past that turn left. We're the fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College, known as BC3. Or if you're coming from Route 18, heading north from West Middlesex, you're past, obviously, Tamarack Shatter Golf Course on the right, FedEx on the left. Next traffic light is Sheets on the right, Combine Restaurants on the left. Go through that traffic light, the very next traffic light, turn right. The development called Linden Point, where the fourth building on the left. So when you stop, now some people get confused and they come in, they see three signs. They see Legacy Financial Strategies, Innovation Tax Services, and Legacy Educational Institute, and they see two doors, right or left. Well, it doesn't really matter what door that you come in. If one is locked, obviously, you go to the other door. And usually one of them unlocked unless you're coming, you know, late at night or something like that. But anyways, there's resources I'll talk about later. That's where we're located. If you're driving, you can't remember all that, it is hard to remember. It's very simple. Go to our website, onewaytoheaven.com, not .org, but .com, onewaytoheaven.com, because there's only one way, not 10 ways, not 50 ways. You won't get to heaven because you're a good old gal or a good old boy. My phone number, if you'd like to contact me, our local number is 724-983-1617, 724-983-1617. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963. I'll even give you my cell, 724-699-3789. You can text me there as well, 724-699-3789. No, it's on a track. If you call and there's no answers, leave a message. We'll be glad to get back with you. Now, when you see these signs, you may think, what goes on? These other businesses are in here. Well, we have another radio show. Let's do a little small commercial on Saturday. Same station, WPIC 790 AM from 11 AM to 12 PM. Of course, you're listening to this one 8:30 AM to 9 AM. This other one's on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's called the Dave and Shira Show, where we talk financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investment or savings. We have a variety of different strategies. If you're interested in more information on that, go to our main website, LegacyFinancialService.com, LegacyFinancialService.com. Click on the affiliate button. You'll see several other websites. All right, so first of all, I want to wish you a happy 4th of July. Obviously, it was yesterday. But happy 4th of July, and that's what the message is going to be about today. So, one nation under God. Is that true? Do we have one nation under God? Well, I do know we have one nation. It should be under God. But I think there's some people out there who would like to change that. Let me give you two verses here of Scripture that I think are very important for us, not only to hear, for you to hear and me to hear, but to remember. The first one is Proverbs 14, chapter 14, verse 34. Righteousness does what? Exalts a nation, but sin is what? A disgrace to any people. And the second in Psalms chapter 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chooses for his inheritance. So some of you listening may remember about approximately 11 years or so ago, by a 2-to-1 vote, now this is hard to believe, but hey, not with these judges, you know. Anyway, a 3-judge panel on the Ninth U.S. Circuit, that should clear you, Ninth Circuit, Court of Appeals, ruled that reciting, now listen to this, the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools is unconstitutional. Thus saith the judge. They have that nice robe. Now, they aren't all judges like that, but this one in particular pushed over the top. The rule that the phrase one nation under God in the pledge was an endorsement of religion, he said, and thus violated what those two judges stated was the constitutional mandate of a wall of separation between church and state. Of course, there's no such thing on that, but I won't go into detail. I've done it in the past. But to stay focused here. Now, folks, there are several things that are absolutely and historically false about that statement. And I want to deal with that just in a few minutes. But first, it was interesting to witness the reactions throughout our nation to the ruling. What do you think back then? Now, maybe a different story today, but anyway, I don't think so. I've never seen the vast majority of Americans so united back then against a judicial ruling as it was against that one. Even back then, President Bush was the first to speak out. He called it ridiculous. Not to be outdone, a number of senators called for a vote on it. And whatever the Senate votes, now listen to this, vote. 99 to 0 about anything, right? Try to get that at 99-0 or anything, it is time to take notice. Then the House of Representatives voted unanimously to condemn the ruling also. To top it off, this judge's name, Judge Alfred Goodwin, one of the two judges who issued a ruling, decided, listen to this, to order a stay on its implementation, which meant what? That until the court said differently, everything went back to the way it was before the ruling was made. All of this uproar started because what? A California atheist, a demonic individual. Now, God loves all. He wants all to come to repentance. He didn't want any superior. There's none righteous. No, not one. All sin fall short of the glory of God compared to the righteous holy God. You and I are filthy, right scumbags. But this California atheist claimed that his daughter, now listen to this, was being traumatized by hearing her classmates say the word God in her presence. Well, how about by you not saying it, I get traumatized. Who then created you? But anyways, she didn't like the word God, who created her, God Almighty. Then it was discovered that the daughter wasn't bothered by the word at all. Really? In fact, her mother said that she and her daughter regularly went to church together. So what say you on this? Also, the daughter readily joined in with other students saying one nation under God when reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I hope you do that. Next, now this reminds me of the time in the Bible when the brothers of Joseph, do you remember brothers of Joseph? After the death of their father, were so afraid that what? Joseph would take revenge upon them for the terrible things they had done to him when he was young. They begged for his forgiveness. Remember, he didn't reveal himself right away either. He kind of played with him a little bit. And the Bible says in Genesis chapter 50, verses 18 through 20, that they came and threw themselves down before him. Kind of like his dream. That's why they were mad about him before. We, you and I, are slaves, they said. But, said to them, don't be afraid, I'm in the place of God. You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done. See, God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Who do you say he is? The God? A lunatic or a liar? Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me and Jesus. So you hear that? They intended for evil, but God used it for good. For all things work together for good. For those who love God are called according to his purpose. They say all things are good, but work together. We don't always see it. I believe that was exactly the result of the ruling 11 years ago when we have been talking about. Do you remember some of the things that happened as a result of that ruling? For example, when that ruling was made known, we saw on television almost all the senators, not all of them, but most of them, and representatives rushing to the Capitol steps to be seen reciting what? The Pledge of Allegiance together, including the words, ready for this, one nation under God. I wonder if they would do that today. The very next morning, instead of the usual almost empty chamber for the opening prayer with TV cameras running, almost every seat was full. That day, at least, they wanted the voters to see that they were there when the chaplain was calling upon God in prayer for our nation. So this July 4th, we're celebrating 250 years. That was 11 years or so, maybe longer. I can't remember exactly. Just to point out how things have changed on a slippery slope for such a short time. The simple act of declaring a Pledge of Allegiance was unconstitutional because it contains the word under God. They have no shame. Raised such a furor in the media that it didn't take long for the courts to reverse that ruling. But today, a lot has changed. Just look at the rulings made by the Supreme Court during the last 2 weeks, how uncritical the media reacted to them. How about what happened in Texas just last week? The Texas legislator was deciding whether to limit late-term abortions. And outside their building, pro-life and pro-abortion groups or what? Carrying signs proclaiming their opinions. What have you heard in the mainstream media about what happened there? Or did you hear anything at all what happened? Now, let me tell you, the pro-life group, I hope you're pro-life, as a non-believer, when I was at a debate at Penn State, I knew many, many years ago, I chose pro-life versus pro-abortion. There's something inside, as a non-believer, knew that was wrong. What have we heard in the mainstream media about what happened there? Or did you hear anything at all what happened there? Well, let me tell you, the pro-life group was singing what? Amazing Grace, and pro-abortion group was trying to drown out their singing. So you're listening to the One Way Radio Network. Again, happy 4th Independence Day. We come back, we're going to continue along this vein. Folks, I don't know the day or the hour, but we're going to talk about how you can know for sure that you can spend an eternity in heaven, not hell. Man's appointed once to die. Then comes the judgment. So I take a vacation, you say we won't go next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. You won't get to heaven because you're a good old gal or good old boy. So please, this is an important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
Welcome back. This is the One Way Radio Network, sponsored by Legacy Education Institute, which is a 501c3. Your host today, my name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write our number down, you'd like to call about some of these resources, or just stop by. Legacy Education Institute is 3087. I'll mention these resources in a minute. Legacy Education Institute, our address again is 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA 16148. We're the fourth building on the left, Catacorn from Butler County Community College and his BC3 in a development called Linden Point, right off Route 18. If you're coming from Ohio, on Youngstown, get on Route 80, head east, get off exit 4B, head north on Route 18. Again, you'll pass Tamashanner Golf Course on the right, FedEx on the left, next traffic light shoots on the right, and Combine's on the left. Go to the next traffic light, turn right, that's Innovation Way. You'll see a stone wall that says Linden Point, fourth building on the left. If you're coming from Warren, in that area, 82, you can just put it in the map because our website is onewaytoheaven.com, onewaytoheaven.com. Our phone number is 724-699-3789, 724-699-3789. Toll-free number is 800-264-4963. My cell number again is 724-699-3789. So we're giving out several things. I just mentioned a few every week. If you can't make it, we'll be glad to ship. We'll pay shipping and handling. Case for Christ by Lee Strobel. Great one. Hope you got to read it yourself first and say you do, to another person, would you do me a favor? What's that? You see this little booklet here? Very thin. I've read that. Yeah? Would you take that? I want to give it to you as a gift. And do what? I'd like you to read it. Reason I'd like you to read it, I'd value your opinion. Then pray for the individual, because we don't do the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving. Our job is to share the good news, to tell. The Holy Spirit does the what? The convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving. Our job is to share. So you help us fulfill that great commission, Matthew 28:19-20. Then we have a little booklet called Biblical Answers About Heaven by Randy Elkhorn. It's the condensed version. It's 45 pages. It's not 8.5 by 11. It's half that size. You get goosebumps when you read that. From Evangelist Explosion, it has two question marks on the outside. This little green pamphlet. Two question marks. First question mark is, when you die, will you spend eternity either in heaven or hell? Remember the Bema Judgment or the Judgment Seat of Christ? That's for people. We'll talk about the secret of spending eternity in heaven. But your works should be tested by fire, but you'll be in heaven. But the one, if you reject Christ, that's the unpardonable sin, you'll spend eternity in hell, called the Great White Throne Judgment. It's your choice. What road are you on? The narrow road or the wide road? You will not get to heaven because you're a good old gal or boy. What's the secret? It's really not a secret. Who shall ever call upon the name of the Lord? You'll be saved. First step, there is no salvation without what? Repentance. Who's saying that? It's throughout the Bible. Many, many places. So before you repent, that's asking for forgiveness of your sin, recognizing you're a sinner. And that's why one of the things we're giving out is called the $1 trillion bill or the $1 million bill, because it has the gospel message and the Ten Commandments on that. You'll see you've not only broken those commandments many, many times over and over again. So you got to ask for forgiveness. That's that godly sorrow. So that Evangelist Explosion, two question mark. We spend eternity. Why should, if you say I'm going to spend eternity in heaven, why should God let you in? If you reject him, you'll spend eternity in heaven, called the Great White Throne Judgment. So you, these are great resources. Again, we don't do the convicting, the convincing, the converting, or saving. Our job is to share a good note. So give that to them. Say, look, you do me a favor. I've read these. Would you read these? I value your opinion. Okay? Our phone number again is 724-699-3789, onewaytoheaven.com, onewaytoheaven.com. So things have changed a lot. There were the ones who proclaimed the Declaration of Independence, that our sights come from God, that men endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So you want happiness? Become a believer. Like, how do you do that? The first step is you got to humble. You're not going to recognize your sin unless you humble. Humble, repent, believe, receive, become. James 4:10, humble yourself before the Lord, he'll lift you up. Those who humble themselves will be exalted. Those who exalt themselves will be humble. Repent. What do I mean by repent? That's that godly sorrow, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Asking for forgiveness. Then next, believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and for me. He rose on the third day. You believe Jesus is the God. A lot of cults believe he's a God. Deity, hypostatic union, fully God, fully man. Receive and become. So, this is a great time. So to celebrate July 4th, but you know, it'll be a great time. My question to you, are you born again? Do you know for sure you'll spend eternity in heaven? What a great gift that you could get if you could humble, repent, believe, receive, and become, accept Christ on the day of July 4th, Independence Day. So let's recall some of the things Mary did have made her great and have called down the blessings of God upon her. And as a result, I'm hoping we'll make you eager to make our nation right with God once more. So why should God even bless America? Because we have been a good nation? No, no, no. We have tried to do the right things. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is what? A disgrace to any people. God has blessed America because we are a generous people. You could be convinced in the past God has blessed America because many people, not all, but have been a generous people. The United States has never been a selfish nation. From the beginning, our Christian foundation has led us to care about and to help others. Jesus told us what? To love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as what? Yourself. Where did I get that from? It's in the Bible, Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. And the Apostle Paul told us, if your enemy is hungry, do what? Feed him. Remember, he wants all to come to repent. All, A-L-L. Many people are called, but few are chosen, that he foreknows. If he is thirsty, we're what? Give him something to drink. That's in Romans chapter 12, verse 20. Back in 1973, there was a person by the name of Gordon Sinclair, a Canadian television commentator, delivered this editorial on his TV program and created a lot of comment. As he even put into the congressional record. So let me read part of it to you. The Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people on the earth. Germany, Japan, and to a lesser extent, Britain and Italy were lifted out of the debris of war by who? The Americans who poured how much? Billions of dollars and forgave other billions in debts. None of these countries is today paying even the interest on its remaining debts to the United States. When the franc was in danger of collapsing in 1956, it was America who propped it up, and the reward was being salted and swindled on the streets of Paris. When distant cities are hit by earthquakes, it is who? The United States, usually, hurries to help. I think of who? Franklin Graham Ministry. That spring, 59 American communities were flattened by tornadoes. Nobody helped. The Marshall Plan and the Truman Policy pumped billions of dollars into discouraged countries. Now, newspapers in those countries are what? Writing about the decadent, warmongering Americans. When the railways of France and Germany and India were breaking down through the age, it was who? Americans that rebuilt them. But when the Pennsylvania Railroad and the New York Central went broke, nobody loaned them even an old caboose. I can name 5,000 times with Americans raised to help, and probably you can too, other people in trouble. Can you name even one time when someone else raised to help Americans in trouble? Our American neighbors have faced it alone, and one Canadian who is tired of hearing them kicked around, this is that commentary I'm reading, they would come out of this thing with their flag high, and when they do, they're entitled to thumb their nose at the lands are gloating over their present troubles. I hope Canada is not one of those. God has blessed America because right makes might. But if we don't, we could have our candlestick removed. We don't keep on keeping on and focusing one nation under God, giving God the credit. Secondly, I'm convinced God has blessed America because right makes might. Terrorists live by the opposite. Their father is Satan, demonic. They think if they have bombs and are willing to die to use them, guess what? That they can terrify their enemy into submission. They think their might makes them right. America has always believed the just the opposite. Think of the small struggling nation in the 1700s. We were a nation of farmers. We didn't have the industrial factories of Britain. We're dependent on our own supplies, and we depended on Britain's army and navy for protection. So when it came to American Revolution, we had none of the ingredients to win, except we had the right on our side. Remember, right makes right. God has blessed American Christians who are trying to carry out the Great Commission. Remember, Matthew 28:19-20, Acts 1:8? I believe that God has blessed America because Christians and nations are trying to carry out the Great Commission. You could help us in that arena by getting some of this information. If you can't make it, we'll pay shipping and handling and send it to you. When Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, the church has taken that command seriously. From the beginning of colonies, the settlers sought to each of the Indians and the other gospels of Christ. But since World War II, in particular, the United States set up for world missions in Pasadena, California, reports there have been more than 600,000 career missionaries who have gone out to almost every part of the world. So what are you doing? What am I doing to help fulfill that Great Commission? If you are a believer, remember your works will be tested by fire. You want this him to say, well done and good and faithful service. So happy 4th of July. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. Remember this, it's the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Secrets. Oh, this is why I